Most of the U.S. Midwest received quite a bit of precipitation over the weekend, at least from portions of eastern Iowa, Missouri, and eastern Kansas, clear over to Michigan and parts of Ohio. This precipitation, on top of the previous precipitation that fell, and the moist soil conditions, has left more field work on hold across parts of the Midwest, and this will likely continue for a while. We do have some lingering rain and snow that will fall across the Midwest today. Most of that will occur from northeastern Iowa and northern Illinois into Michigan, and we will see some significant snow accumulating in a few areas across parts of this region. Michigan will probably see the majority of the greatest amounts of snowfall from this event, and a close monitoring of the snow event is certainly warranted if you're traveling across parts of this region during the course of the day today. But we could end up with several inches of snow accumulating, and not only in Michigan, but parts of southeast and east central Wisconsin as well. There may be some breezy conditions occurring at times, which will help to add to the low visibility and the adverse travel conditions across the region. The storm system will finally exit out of the region as we go through the night tonight, and we will see a little bit better weather across the Midwest for a little while. With that said, there's a couple of small weather disturbances that will still impact the region this week. One will come across the west central into southern parts of the region as we get into midweek, Wednesday in particular, but Tuesday night beginning in some of the west central parts of the Corn Belt, and we'll expect that to produce a little bit of light snowfall. A dusting to a couple of inches will be most likely, and it looks like that system will go ahead and move on out of the region fairly quickly, and another disturbance will show up as we get into Thursday night into Friday. This one will impact the northern parts of the Midwest, coming into the region from the Dakotas through Minnesota and Wisconsin over to Michigan, maybe catching a few counties in northern Ohio. And it, too, will occur largely as a snow event with a few inches possible to accumulate across a part of this region. Minnesota and Wisconsin, maybe a part of Michigan, will see the majority of the greatest precipitation. Most other areas in the Midwest that I haven't mentioned probably will be mostly dry through the work week this week and into the weekend. Another storm system will pass across the northern fringes of the region as we get into the weekend. This system will be more of a Canadian prairies and Ontario storm system, and those areas will pick up on some significant snowfall. The temperatures across the Midwest are expected to bounce around a bit, but we will get a little bit warmer for a brief period of time. We'll expect the afternoon temperatures today to contrast from 20s and 30s in the northwestern parts of the region to readings that'll be in the 50s to near 60 degrees for places like Ohio and Kentucky. We'll anticipate tomorrow's temperatures to be cooler in the east. Most of the Midwest in general will see highs running in the 20s and 30s, with a few 40s in the southern parts of the region. Moving a little bit deeper into the week, we'll have a reinforcing shot of cooler air coming in on Wednesday into Thursday. The high temperatures will eventually lower themselves to the teens and 20s across the northern portions of the region, and southern areas will see highs in the 30s to around 40 degrees. The low temperatures at night behind these cooler pockets of air will be impressive, with some single-digit and teens will occur tonight across the northwest and west-central parts of the Midwest, and we'll look for the coldest air, though, to show up on Thursday and Friday mornings. Thursday morning in particular, when we'll see some sub-zero degree temperature readings in Minnesota and the Dakotas. Most other lows on Thursday morning will be running in the single digits and teens in the rest of the northwestern Corn Belt, and mostly in the 20s in the rest of the region. We'll see teens and 20s on Friday morning. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.